Hello, everybody. This is Bob Mackey, your host for this episode of Retronauts Micro. And if you're new to Retronauts, micro episodes are basically solo episodes hosted by either me or Jeremy, and they run maybe 10 minutes, and they're dedicated to topics that couldn't necessarily take up an entire full-length 90-minute episode. And I should note, these micro episodes and all of Retronauts are brought to you by our amazing patrons at patreon.com. We literally couldn't make the show without your support, so if you'd like to find out how to help the show, go to patreon.com/retronauts, and for just a few dollars a month, you can get episodes up to a week ahead of time, and for giving more, you'll get some nice physical rewards as well. So let's get down to today's topic. I was originally going to do an interview with someone from the industry that will still be happening on a future Retronauts Micro, but I got sick a whole lot this month, and I'm currently getting ready for the Midwest Gaming Classic. If you're listening to this episode on the main feed, hopefully I saw you there. So this micro episode is a bit of a plan B, but I think it's still a worthwhile idea regardless. Even if I consider them a bit of a cheat, these mixtape micro episodes, you guys like them a whole bunch, and they are fun to put together. If you haven't noticed, I like putting tons and tons of music in my episodes of Retronauts. So for this week, I've decided to do an entirely new mixtape for you guys, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. So if you've been listening to the show, and I really hope you have, you probably know that I'm a big fan of Japanese RPGs. Specifically, Japanese RPGs from the 8, 16, and 32-bit era. We are talking about classic games, after all. So I've decided to make this micro a collection of great 16-bit RPG music, but maybe not the music you're expecting. When we talk about great music from RPGs, usually we'll talk about, you know, battle themes, boss battle themes, maybe the odd world map themes, but we really never talk about town themes. And honestly, I think there's a good reason for that. I mean, town themes aren't really designed to stand out. For the most part, this kind of music is meant to, you know, fade into the background as you talk to NPCs, equip your characters, and figure out what the hell you're gonna do next. Still, that doesn't mean there aren't great town themes, and for this episode, I've collected six of my favorites that I want to share with you. And while I'm sure you've heard plenty of these before, I'm pretty sure there's a few on these you might have neglected, so hopefully you'll like them. So that being said, instead of interrupting every song to tell you what the next one will be, I'm going to introduce all of them ahead of time, and then I'll meet you back on the other end for some, you know, housekeeping stuff. So here is what we'll be listening to. First, we have Seaside Town from Super Mario RPG, composed by Yoko Shimomura. Then we'll have Tucson, I know it's a pun, from Earthbound, and that is written by Keiichi Suzuki and Hip Tanaka. Next, we'll have Kids Run Through the City Corner by Nobuo Uematsu from Final Fantasy VI. If you haven't heard our Uematsu episode, please give it a listen. It's about 2 hours of amazing music. That will be followed by City from Shining Force, composed by Masahiko Yoshimura. Then we'll have Hometown from Terranigma, composed by Miyoko Takaoka and Masanori Hikichi. And our last song will be My Rural Town from Treasure Hunter G, composed by the great Hitoshi Sakamoto. So yeah, I hope you enjoy all of this, and so sit back, relax, and get ready to soak up some great 16-bit RPG music. Thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. That was my little collection of 16-bit RPG town music. And if you like this episode of Retronauts Micro, please let me know through Twitter or comments or whatever. I enjoy putting together these very specific mixtapes, and I'm sure we can revisit RPGs again in the future. So that has been another episode of Retronauts Micro, and in closing, I won't bug you about too much of our social media stuff, but, you know, please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's the best way to keep track of the show, figure out where we're going, and, you know, just, you know, keep in touch with us. Oh yeah, and one final thing, if you haven't yet, please leave us a review in the iTunes Music Store. It's very, very simple to do. You don't have to write very much or anything at all, and it really helps our ranking. That might not sound very important, but despite being around for almost 10 years, new people are finding the show every day. So please review us on iTunes, tell a friend about Retronauts, and just spread the word about our show. We'll be back next week with a full-length episode, so see you then.